Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard. On Twitter, Chris Broussard, 68 on the gram. All right, big night of football tonight, although this second game, the nightcap between Dallas and Arizona, is very disappointing to this point.
Why is
early
that?
Early in the second quarter, no score.
No score? Oh.
Yeah.
It's a defensive
Rob,
struggle, you know?
Oh,
it
my
happens.
God. I don't know if it's – it can't be good defense. Not with Dallas, right? It's got to be bad offense. I thought, now granted, Arizona's in the red zone, so they're threatening. But I thought that the Cardinals would run all over the Cowboys defense. Because, Rob, why you and I both missed on that. You said it talking to Rob Woodson. You actually won money on the Giants game.
I
but
did.
We both picked them in our play, you know, our pigskin pickoff. We both took the Giants to win by at least 3. So we lost that.
Right, but I picked the over-under in Vegas. That's how I won. Right,
right, in the right. But I tell you what, watching that game and how the Giants couldn't move the football for the most part against the Redskins, That right there told me how bad Dallas's defense is. Because
no, the Giants scored 34 points against them.
Yes. Right. I mean, they were just running up and down the field against Dallas.
But it's funny, though, is the Cardinals
just scored, up 7-0.
Well, but 7-0. The sharps say, like, to pick the Cowboys in this game.
Look at you. You've been betting for 2 years. Now you got all the lingo down?
Well, you know I'm with TJ Houshmandzadeh now. And it's, you know, the podcast, the Lemon Pepper Parlay podcast. No, but the funny thing now, Chris, is like I'm with you. I would have looked at this game, no Dak, right? The Cardinals, Cowboys defense.
I got them. You got Cowboys, yeah.
Right. But everybody says, like the big bettors, that this is the Cowboys game. And just it was too overwhelming for me to go against them.
All the money
is on Dallas.
I've been burned so many times betting on the Cowboys.
No, I get it.
Oh
I get
my
it.
Gosh, but it's early. We'll see. But so the Cardinals up 7-0, and the game earlier, Chiefs 26, Buffalo Bills 17, and Pat Mahomes. You know, just keeps moving. Not ridiculous numbers, but 21 for 26. I mean, that's ridiculous.
How many yards?
225 yards. You know, that's been kind of. I mean, he's obviously averaging a lot more than that, but you know, that's been kind of what they've been doing. You know, 225 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. You know, so Josh Allen struggled. Rob, he's having a great year. Was in the MVP conversation early. I would say no more. After these last 2 weeks, but he was 14 for 27, 122 yards. Yeah, so he really struggled with the step up in competition. Two touchdowns, one pick. The big game of the weekend, obviously, was Tampa Bay and Green Bay. We both surprised, even though I picked Tampa Bay to reach the Super Bowl, surprised that this early in the season that they dismantled Green Bay the way they did, 38-10. But I like I said, I picked them to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not overly excited. To be honest, if they had lost, I still would feel good about the pick. I think they're going to get better as the season goes on. They finally got Gronk involved. He had a great game, 5 catches, almost 80 yards, a great touchdown pass from Brady he caught. Are you didn't pick Tampa Bay to reach the playoffs. Do you feel differently about them after what you've seen after 6 weeks?
No, still not. Nope, not yet. I still think that, 4-2? Yeah, yep. We'll see as we go a little bit along. They've lost some games I thought they probably could have won. They won a big game on Sunday, but I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going to stay there. 4-2 after 6 games. That's probably where you want to be.
They're in good shape. There's no denying
I don't think they're
going
to win the division. I still think I'm going to pick the Saints to win the division, but we'll see.
They're leading it now. Of course, the Saints, I believe, 3-2, so they're a game behind. But, yeah, right now
they got the division. A half a game because they haven't played the same amount of games.
Right,
remember.
Right. Here's the deal, though. That defense ain't no joke. And that's what Green Bay found out. For all the talk and I'll get to Brady, but the defense, Rob, they got speed. They're nasty. Obvious. Ty Bowles is a tremendous defensive coordinator. Don't let his stint in Neverland, the New York Jets as the head coach. Nobody wins there. All right, it's making Rex Ryan look like Bill Belichick.
Rex Ryan got to 2 AFC right. championship games. Are you kidding?
With Mark Sanchez, right?
It's hard to even – and they won, Chris. I mean, we can go ahead and laugh all we want. They won playoff games at Foxborough with Mark Sanchez.
No, look, I thought
go
Rex
back.
Was good. The only thing
they
Rex,
couldn't get over,
Rex,
they couldn't get over
was
the hump.
Foot gate. You know,
but
toe
saying,
gate or whatever.
But if
was.
You
would have
told me that they went up there and they won, we're talking about Tom Brady.
No, they were right.
10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like they were on their game back then.
They were good. They were good. And
you know, here's the other stat nobody knows, and I don't know, Chris. You can look it up. You know, guys winning road playoff games. You know, it's hard to win road play. You know, Mark Sanchez has 4 career road playoff wins.
Now he's commentating.
Right.
Is he on Fox? He's definitely in the studio.
But do you hear what I'm saying? Like, I bet you could go look through the records and try to find guys with 4 road playoff wins.
Yeah, because that was, I don't know if it was a record.
Good teams usually play at home, so guys aren't winning that many games. To win 4 road playoff games.
They would talk a lot about that. I don't know if it's the record, but he's up there, you know, among guys.
I'm telling you, it would be hard pressed to come up with too many more people.
Right. But back to Tampa Bay, the defense is phenomenal. They hit Aaron Rodgers 12 times, season high. Sacked him 4 times, season high. And, you know, we talked about it last week, Rob. A big part of their problem was their lack of discipline with the penalties. They cut the penalties out, and obviously it was night and day. But no matter how good the defense is, and it should get much credit, Tom Brady's impact on this squad, I don't think it can be overstated. And I know he's not lighting it up with tons of numbers. I mean, his numbers are pretty good. 14 touchdowns, 4 picks. 14 touchdowns.
But how many yards? He only had 160 yards, right?
He's throwing for like 260 yards a game. So that's good.
How much did he have in this game?
He had 166 yesterday, but that's all that was needed. I mean, with Ronald Jones, 3rd straight game over 100 yards.
I think that their formula is not for Tom Brady to have big numbers or put the ball up.
Well, I mean,
as much.
He's averaging 260 yards a game. That's good.
I do believe
only
that this team,
only quarterback with more touchdown passes than him is Russell Wilson.
But
so
I still
you can't poo poo his numbers.
I'm poo-pooing them. I don't think that they've been that. I just
14
don't think that
touchdowns
been,
for what? Oh, you can't. Four, I just think. I mean, give
no,
me something.
No, I've just told you why. I'm just telling
what?
You.
Why?
I don't think they've been that impactful. I think that
they're
he had
4-2.
He had one really big
they
game.
They just
where he
ran
had,
rough
no,
shot
he
over
had
Green
one
Bay.
Big game. He had one big game where they had I think he had 5 touchdowns or 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the big game, and that's what put the numbers up
there.
So he
had
9
touchdowns in the other 5.
Yeah, but
4, that's
but
still
4
good.
Interceptions is not great in the other games is what I'm saying. I don't
no,
think
but
I
Rob,
think that this team is about the defense.
About the defense. The defense obviously is very good. The
no,
change
I think it's about
culture,
the defense.
No, the change in culture.
If there is no change.
Is
if there was,
it is. They had no penalties yesterday. That's not a
yeah,
change.
Yeah, but what about before that? What about
it,
before
it
that?
It takes time.
Oh,
you don't
so the week before. So the week before Brady was there, and then they have one game. So they'll never have another penalty. Is that what you're telling me that they're never going to have
silly.
A penalty?
If we're going to have a discussion,
let's I'm
keep
asking
it real.
You. You can't be like
yeah,
one game.
Never have
one game
penalty.
In Chicago. Go one
Come
game
on,
in
man.
Chicago, they're terrible. And then Tom Brady said something, and then they had none.
No.
Come on, Chris.
Rob,
it wasn't
stop
just because
it.
Tom
stop
Brady said something.
You're better than this.
No,
you're better
that's
than
ridiculous.
This.
That's
you're
ridiculous.
Better than this.
You're giving
I mean,
them
seriously,
too much
seriously.
Credit.
You're better than this.
You're giving them too much credit.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is he has been working on the culture since the day he got there. You've said yourself, you covered sports for 35 years. You know this. Don't give me, he said one thing after they had 11 turnovers and that's it. You know he's been working on this. And then to throw out, oh, they'll never have enough. No, let's keep it real. Let's have a real discussion.
I just think that you're giving away too
much.
No, I'm not Chris, what proof do you have?
In the league.
What, no, what proof?
What?
I want you to give me the proof of how the culture has changed from one week to the other. That's what I'm trying to get from you. Tell me, how did they go from 11 penalties to none? Because Tom Brady waved his magic wand, is what I'm saying. You're trying to give
you're
him credit
than
for
this,
that.
Rob.
Why
you're
are you giving him credit
this.
On
First
one week?
Of all, I'm
one
not
week?
Saying, Rob, you're better than this, all right? Yeah, I'm not saying one week it was terrible, the next week it was great. You're going to have your ups and downs. I said earlier, they're still going to have a valley. They're still going to have a bad game down the road, maybe 2 or 3.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
No, let me finish. But you cannot tell me, if you be honest, because you got to stick with your stick. I get it.
No, Chris. But let's Chris, be keeping it real. No, if you say that finish. BS one
no,
more time,
BS.
It ain't no damn stick because I disagree with you.
I'm sorry.
I don't agree with you. You're not the gospel when it comes to sports. You got some damn nerve. Even with your stick, what about your damn stick? What are you talking about?
What is my stick?
I disagree with you.
What is my
Accept
stick?
Accept my opinion
what
that I don't have
stick?
To agree with you.
What's my stick? I'm asking. What's my stick?
Tired of the same old
What's
nonsense.
What's my stick?
Just because I disagree with you, you have some damn nerve. I got a stick because
do
I don't want to co-sign with you. I don't have a stick.
Obviously.
You came on here week one trying to get me to say, oh, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the overwhelming MVP after one game. Go get the damn tape. He ain't no damn MVP, and we're in the week six now. And you tried to press.
Yeah, we got 10 weeks
left. Because you're a fanboy. Oh, yeah, Patrick Mahomes is the MVP.
That's your stick,
He's the MVP.
Boy. You're the biggest fanboy.
Yeah, right.
You'd never say anything about Aaron Rodgers. He got embarrassed by a 43-year-old quarterback. But you get up
Tom
here.
Tom Brady had 160 yards. Stop with the embarrassing,
listen to you.
Chris.
I listen. This
stop.
Is a two-man show,
No,
Rob.
Stop.
I listen to you. Now you listen to me.
160 yards.
I didn't interrupt you. Go ahead. You got anything else?
No, I'm done.
Because I'm going to say my piece. Okay, you're done. So let me talk. Aaron Rodgers gets embarrassed by a 43-year-old. And all you can say, bad week at the office. Tampa Bay destroys the team that was playing the best in the league. Tom Brady throws a perfect pass to Gronkowski, plays great, lights out. They're 4-2. They lead their division. All you can say, I'm not there yet. You're sticking with your thing. They're not going to make the playoffs now. You're the only person on earth saying that now. That's what I'm talking about. Look at it. You're never going to go off your thing. That's a fanboy. You never say nothing about Carson Wentz. That's a fanboy. He ain't playing well. Fine. Say it. If Dak ain't playing well, even though I like him, he ain't playing well. If Tom Brady wets the bed, guess what Bruce R is going to say? He wet the bed because I ain't nobody's fanboy. I don't carry nobody's water. But apparently, you do. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How much credit does Tom Brady deserve for the change of culture in Tampa Bay? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. It's Geico. It's October. And what does that mean? Geico-ween, of course. Don't be spooked by high rates on car insurance. Geico's brewing up spellbinding savings that they're crafting just for you. See how much you could save. Get a quote today at geico.com. Okay. Just as Rob and I were talking about this being a scoreless, boring game, Arizona's now up 14-0, and Zeke Elliott is having a nightmarish game. Two fumbles in just 8 touches, and he's struggling big time. So Dallas down 14-0 against the Arizona Cardinals. Let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. How much credit does Tom Brady deserve for a culture change, if there is one, in Tampa Bay?
Will in Colorado, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Will?
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great, man. How are you?
Great, man. I was just I was heading back, and I heard you guys were really getting at it tonight, and I thought I'd call in. I'd have to say that Brady's a great quarterback. Love to hate him. But Bruce Arians was the one that started to make changes in that culture. I mean, if you did what he did with Jameis Winston last year at quarterback, to still be able to do this kind of thing and the level that the defense is at this year is unbelievable. I mean, I had a potential to be good this year, but I didn't think they were going to be this good. And if that game started out like you thought it would, with Aaron Rodgers just working his way down the field, but then, you know, they just they silenced him. They shut him up after one pelvic thrust. That was ball game. And, I, you know, Ronald Jones II, never been a big fan, but he's running hard this year.
He's looking great right now.
Yes, he does. He just, for sure, man.
Maybe and, getting Fournette lit a fire under him.
right? Well, you know, you better light a fire under him. He's not going to get an extension or another contract.
Right.
That's how it works in the NFL, though, from what I can tell.
All right, Will. Man, thank you for your support. Thanks for the call. Rafael in Brazil, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? How are you doing tonight?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm great. What about Alex and Rob G?
My guy, what's happening over there?
Those guys got it easy.
You give them too much prub, Rafael.
He knows who's the real stars. Tell him, Rafael.
You should see how big their heads are when you say their names.
No. I've said it before. I have a big heart, and I love you all.
Thank you, buddy.
We love you too, man. What's up?
Hey, Chris, I thought you would take your wife to a trip this week, man. Come on.
No, I wanted to take her to Vegas, but she didn't want to get on the plane.
Come on, man. My wife is also a doctor, and we have to take care of them. It's a really stressful job. They deal with life and death, and, you know, we got to do something for them.
I hear you. Rafael giving us life
lessons, man.
When you go to
Brazil, when I first went down there back in the 90s, they told me, they said, don't wear a wristwatch because... Am I right? Is that true?
The time doesn't matter or what?
No, because they know that you're not from there if you have a watch on, because only people from not from there would wear a watch. Is that right, Rafael?
They're going to try to take it, right?
Yeah.
You know, man, look, I love Brazil. I love my people. I don't want to live anywhere else. But, you know, we still have a security problem that's really terrible. And you got to take care, man. I live in a inner city, so it around here it's not that of a big deal, but in Rio and São Paulo and big cities, it's a problem, man. It's a problem.
So all right, where are you take at on the Tampa, on the Buccaneers?
Look, it's undeniable that Tom Brady had something to do with the way the Bucs played, you know, especially in terms of penalties, but I have to see more to believe it's sustainable. You know, changing culture is not easy. I'm still not ready to jump on the Bucs bandwagon. I want to see what they can do against the Saints and the Chiefs, and to a lesser degree against the Raiders. You know, in general, they lack consistency. They lack discipline. They had a really good defensive game. You know, Tom scored in short fields after two picks, and I don't think Tampa can rely on Brady and Gronk just yet. Let's see. I have to see more.
That's fair.
All right. That's Rafael. Good call.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Yeah, TJ in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Oh, this is 21-0. Wow.
Wow, 21-0 already? Oh, man.
Yep.
Not
TJ,
looking good.
Dallas.
It's 21.
I mean,
it's 21-0, and it's 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. So they're on their way to 40 points maybe tonight, the Cardinals.
6-10 might. I mean, we laughed at who said that? Cliff
Hey,
April.
TJ, turn your radio down. Let's go. What you got?
Hey, how's it going? You know, I just want to say I do think Tom Brady deserves some credit for the mentality of getting rid of these penalties. You got to think, you know, Tom Brady coming to a team like this after being coached by Belichick for over a decade, you know he's coming in tough on these guys. He's going to want to straighten them out. He doesn't want these penalties. He knows better, and I think he does have a part in you know, getting rid of those penalties. And, you know, last week was a bad week for Tampa, but, you know, I got to say, Chris, I think you're right. I think he's turning that around. You could see it's pretty obvious, you know, with the Green Bay game, how sharp they looked. You know, even though he didn't have the most passing yards, he still, you know, kept the team sharp. He definitely had a part in that mentality of keeping the team put together.
No doubt. Thank you, my man, for the call. Rob, 80 yards. Kyler Murray just threw 80 yards to Christian Kirk. He was open by 10 yards.
Yeah, well, it's just a go route, and they just threw it up. And he ran the last 30 yards, but there was nobody there, nobody home.
They're horrible. We laugh when Cliff Avril mentioned 6-10, like winning that division.
Yeah, but the Cowboys might not be the team with six wins.
No, they might not, but I'm saying six wins, the winner of that division might not have more than six wins. I'm not calling it yet, but it's a possibility. All right, we got Joe Davis, Fox Sports and Spectrum Sportsnet LA broadcaster, coming up to talk baseball. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. We're waiting for Joe Davis, Fox Sports, and Spectrum Sportsnet
Los Angeles broadcaster, and he was on the Fox call for Game 7 of the NLCS. And so we look forward to rapping with him about this NLCS and about the World Series in general. So that should be good. All right, here he is, the aforementioned Joe Davis. Joe, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up, Joe?
What's going on, boys?
It's great to have you on. We appreciate it. Let me ask you this. Be honest, when they were down 3-1, you know, what was your thoughts on this? How confident were you that they could come back? And what do you think keyed their rally?
Man, when they were down 3-1, my first thing was, gosh, I get game 7 if it gets there. They better get it to a game 7. So I was hoping they'd find a way to do it. I mean, it was one of those series, guys, where we talked about this a couple times on the broadcast last night, but it was like as soon as you thought you had it figured out, it completely changed. And so when they were down 3-1, I mean, it looks bleak, and there are people talking about Dave Roberts' job security, but you're seeing how it lines up, and the Braves getting short on pitching and not really having starters lined up. I figured there was a chance, and then they win that game 5. And going into Saturday's game 6, I started to think there was a pretty darn good chance they'd get it done.
But Joe, you got to admit, Atlanta ran itself out of some innings. I mean, their inexperience showed. Am I right? I mean, they should have had more runs in game 7. They had left the bases loaded. And they had the bases loaded with nobody out. And then that inning where you got second and third and nobody out, and you get a double play on a ground ball. I mean, that was a killer for them, don't you think?
I thought, for sure. And I thought over the last few days of the series, guys, a couple things separated the teams. What you mentioned, the Braves making mistakes on the base paths. Yep. And then the other thing was the exceptional plays the Dodgers made defensively. I don't think the Braves were bad defensively, but the Dodgers were otherworldly in a lot of ways. Some series-changing plays defensively. So I thought those two phases, when you really peer deep into the matchup, were what separated them.
Joe, Dave Roberts said today he liked to see Kershaw go deep, like, you know, I guess 6-7 innings so that he can get his bullpen back kind of in order because they've really been stretched. Looking at this past series, looking at last year's divisional series against Washington, and just Kershaw's history, not only in the postseason, but especially in the World Series, I almost feel like if he goes 5 and he looks good, I'm tempted to get him out of there after 5 because that seems to be when he kind of runs into trouble is in the 6th inning. Where are you at on something like that?
Yeah, it's tricky, right? It's like darned if you do, darned if you don't. Because the issue you run into if you get too aggressive taking them out is that you, with it being a long series, you run the risk of starting to chase your tail a little bit in terms of covering 9 innings every night. But, as we've seen, if you leave him in a little bit too long, and as with any pitcher, not just Kershaw, but that's always the kind of the million-dollar question with it. When is it enough? When is he about to tire? When are they about to get to him? And that's why they paid Dave Roberts and big league managers a lot of money to make those decisions to see how aggressive to be. Do you push them a little bit farther to get deep into the game, or do you anticipate trouble and take them out earlier?
Joe, speaking of Kershaw, to me, of all the people who are playing in this World Series, his legacy is on the line. Like, this guy, his numbers during the regular season, he's a pitcher of our generation, the best pitcher of our generation. Yeah. I mean, it's unmatched. But the playoffs have been the exact opposite. And if he comes out in game 1 and doesn't pitch well or doesn't pitch well and the Dodgers don't win again, how much damage will this do to just the way you look at him? Whereas the reverse is he finally pitches well, say, in 2 World Series games, the Dodgers win, they get over the hump. People will have a different feel about him, won't they?
Yeah, and I think the main thing is just getting a ring, right? Even if he pitches okay.
Got to get a win. Yep.
Yeah, if you get a World Series ring and you're part of the team that gets the first one in 32 years, I think that erases a lot of what's happened in the postseason with Kershaw. And, you know, the, like you mentioned, the ERA is 2 points higher in the postseason for his career than it is during the regular season. It's skewed a little bit by a few really horrible innings. I think he'd be the first to tell you, though, he's not been great in the postseason. But I think that the narrative at least gets watered down a little bit and not as heavy of a cloud hanging over him if he just simply gets a ring, regardless of how great he is in the series himself.
Corey Seager's been great. I mean, all season, obviously, but postseason as well. What difference do you see from him? I know, you know, the injuries obviously did him in. You think it was just a matter of getting comfortable again, or there's something different this year from the, you know, the games he played last year?
Right. I think it's a few things. I mean, we saw the ability before he got hurt. He broke into the majors when he was 20, 21 years old, and he finished third in MVP voting as a rookie in 2016. So, I mean, you saw the world-class ability there. Then the injuries happen. He misses pretty much all of 2018. Comes back in 2019, but like you said, he not fully separated, not fully removed from rehabbing, and just didn't quite feel himself last year. So he's finally healthy this year. And I think the other thing that's not talked about enough is he's 26 now. He's been doing this for a while. This is his fifth year in the majors. So I think all those things coming together, exceptional ability that he's always had, health again, and now for the first time, all this experience coming to kind of polish off the edges. You got a really well-rounded, scary player. You got the player that they hoped they were getting when they drafted him in the first round and that they thought they were getting when they saw him debut.
The Dodgers are the favorite, obviously, in the World Series. They're loaded. A lot of people expected them to get to the World Series. They are where they are supposed to be. But just tell us about Tampa Bay. I think people are poo-pooing them, but they've been good all year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They didn't win the AL East by accident, and they have pitching. How tough will this series be?
Really tough. I mean, I think it's pretty cool that there are all these worries about this expanded postseason making for kind of a crapshoot. Well, you got the two best teams in baseball from the regular season, ultimately, that are going to face off here. You know, the Rays had the best record in the American League. Dodgers had the best record in the National League. And the Rays do it, like you mentioned, with the pitching, and they deploy it differently than we've maybe ever seen on this stage. It truly is a pitching staff where they just find a way to cover innings. And it's hard to anticipate exactly what that's going to look like, but they're going to use every guy that they've got on that pitching staff, and they're all flexible in terms of when they come into the game and how long they go when they come in. It'll be interesting to see the way they try to match their way up with what has been the best offense in baseball all year.
Joe, last thing. I mean, the Dodgers obviously are just stacked. If they somehow don't get it done again, yet again, what do you think? I mean, are major changes in order, tweaks? Like, I mean, or I mean, you obviously could just bring it back and just try your luck because you got a great team. Like, what do you think happens if for some reason they can't close this thing out?
I think that might have been a fear had they lost the championship series. I don't know that you can make wholesale change. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but three trips to the World Series in 4 years, it would be really hard to look at wholesale changes and overturning the roster and making a change at manager. And I know that it's 2020 and that's kind of the way that it works these days, but I don't think that they're at that point yet. I don't think that they're at a point where it's win or tear it all down. I could be wrong, but I just think that there's still a little more gray, especially when you consider how crazy this year is and how unique this year is in getting to where they've gotten.
You just don't want to be the Buffalo Bills of Major League Baseball.
I know, right?
All. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
right. Yeah,
I was
totally
telling Rob earlier, Joe, I read today that 63 teams have been to, in the history of baseball, have been to three World Series in the last 4 years, or in 4 years. And a lot of those were the Yankees overlapping years, but only two of those 63 never won a World Series. In those
history's
three
on the Dodgers side, right?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. I love it.
Yeah, it seems like it's, you know, destiny is with them, but they got to play the games. All right, Joe Davis, Fox Sports.
Yes, Joe, thank you. Thanks for your insight.
LA broadcaster. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, of course.
All right, Joe. See you. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone, which is America's number one battery destination. No matter what battery problems you're dealing with, folks, you can find your battery solution at AutoZone. So next time you're having starting trouble, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Dallas Cowboys, flat out horrible. I mean, we get it. Dak Prescott's out. That's your starting quarterback. But Andy Dalton's not chopped liver. And they're down 21-3 at the half to Arizona. And obviously, I mean, the offense obviously isn't moving, but the defense continues to be atrocious. Rob, Derrick Henry, who we had on the show down at Super Bowl, really good guy. Glad he got paid. We talked to him about that. The dude, I love him, Rob. I like old school running backs. I like when they used to give a guy like we've had on the show, Eric Dickerson, the ball 25 times. And, you know, some of them are going to be 3 yards. Some of them going to be five. Some of them going to be none. But then.
Well, if you're Barry Sanders, some of them will be 55 yards.
Right. Or minus five. Right.
Right. One right. or the other.
Right. But, you know, workhorses. And Derrick Henry, to me, is an old school workhorse. And Tennessee, man, you know, like I like saying this now. Don't look now. But they're 5-0. They've had some really good wins recently. He went for 212 yesterday in their victory over Houston and had a 94-yarder. Some people, Rob, he's leading the league in rushing by almost 100 yards to the nearest competitor. And he's on pace for like 1880 or something like that. So not 2,000 yards. But some people are starting to throw his name out in the MVP race. I love that. It hadn't been a running back to win it in a while. Obviously, Russell Wilson right now is the leader. I mean, but I don't know that he can keep up this pace. But I'm going to throw out another Titan, Rob. How about Ryan Tannehill?
You mean the quarterback that Adam Gase had no use for in In Miami, that guy who they got rid of and ate money. Remember, they had to eat money.
Ate money to do it. You talked about Gase. I can't remember which guest it was we were talking with.
Was it Cliff Averill? Cliff Averill, yeah. Cliff Averill.
There's no way Gase survives this. There's no way. I mean, unless there's no way I see a turnaround either. He's not. I don't think Rob.
I don't know how they won last 7 of their last 9 games last year. Do you know what I mean?
Like playing chumps. Teams took them lightly.
I got to take a look at that schedule again. Yeah. Because they're so awful. They keep getting shut out. I mean, it's embarrassing.
They really are horrible. They're the only winless team in the league. And I think Rob. The only question is if he like how long. I don't even think he could survive the season at this rate.
I mean, they say the Jets have never fired anybody. I think is what they're saying. They've never fired anybody during the season, which is that's what gets you to your last Super Bowl 1969. Do you know what I mean? Doing stuff like that.
Now look, maybe are they going to say let's look at this point? I mean, I don't know that they're yet there yet. But at some point, you're going to be like, all right, let the dude keep losing. And then we go for Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I'm here in New York. They're talking about, do you go for Lawrence or do you actually wonder if Darnold can play? And he just doesn't have anything around him.
I'm afraid of that because of Gase. And nobody's producing. Nobody's performing. You know what I mean? Like
or has that's what's, in the past even. Right?
Yeah, that's what's scary. That's the part that would scare me. You know what I mean? Like Tannehill was nothing in Miami with Gase, and now look at this guy. So,
but you're right. It's a tough one because you know, even when you're bad, if you get that quarterback, you know what I mean. usually that's all you need to eventually become like a playoff contender. I mean, Joe Burrow, I think eventually they're going to be pretty good, you know? So it's a tough one because you're right. You got a coach that can't get it done. You don't have much help for Darnold.
And I'll give you another example real quick. In L.A., with Jared Goff, everybody thought he was a bust. Remember that? With Steve Fisher. I mean, with Jeff Fisher.
Right. Nah, it's tough. It's tough. All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up another show. Go to iTunes, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Download, leave a comment, 5 stars, and subscribe. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.